Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
First, from the sheriff's office, that he had passed away. Somebody who was a dedicated public servant, served for many, many years, represented and served the people in Chesterfield, regardless of party or idea, any of that stuff. I mean, he's just a good guy, rolled up his sleeves, tried to get stuff done at the Chesterfield County Board of Supes. So, hoping that his family gets through this, and if you're so inclined, please keep them in your prayers. All right, we've got 17 days till the general election day. Lots of people voting early, and I am always curious to know how it is going. My friend John Reed is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. He's been kind enough to join us on a pretty regular basis with updates from the campaign trail. And today is one of those days. John, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff. I'm excited to talk to you. I was in Lynchburg this morning at Liberty University for their convocation, and they were kind enough to introduce me to the thousands of students who I think probably take politics and their faith seriously enough that they're going to get out and make sure that they weigh in on which direction the state should go. So I was appreciative of that today.
Yeah, great, great folks at Liberty, whether it's the administration, they're just stellar, world-class. And those students, boy, they got their act together. I like those students down there. So let's talk about where we are. I will tell you right off the bat, text that came in a couple of moments ago, and they said, you've got to ask John, how come I'm not seeing television commercials from John Reed? So, you're John Reed. Explain why you're not seeing television commercials from John Reed.
Well, as a guy who earned a living on TV for 10 years, I would love to do TV commercials, but I haven't had a lot of people give me money from Washington, D.C., and I haven't had a bunch of friends, for political reasons, funnel money to my campaign. So Ghazala Hashmi's raised almost $5 million. I, over the course of the year, have raised a little over $1 million. Mm-hmm. And every sign you see out there costs about $5. So we burned through $40,000, $50,000, which is just blows my mind when I think of all the good that money could have done with charity. But what can I do? Yeah. And now we are scraping together the pennies to try to do digital streaming ads because, quite frankly, I can barely afford to be on the air. And I, you know, Jeff, when this is all over, you and I can pull up to the bar at your house and I will give you the behind-the-scenes scoop on how frustrated I am. But, you know, the whole way through, what have I said? I have to be politically and personally mature enough to focus on the goal, which is to be victorious on November 4th and save Virginia. And no, I don't have enough money to be on TV. I'm embarrassed and angry and frustrated by that. What I can do is get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and work my butt off to meet as many people as I can and hope that Virginians still admire and respect someone who will work hard and show that they want the job. Yeah. And when you compare me to my opponent, Ghazala Hashmi, I don't think there's any doubt she's not doing anything. She refuses to do debates, and yet she's got all the money. So please, please don't be fooled. One of us wants to work. One of us really, really cares. And I think, I know this is bold of me to say, I don't think Ghazala Hashmi cares. I think she just wants this title, and I think she'll run right over her political opponents in this role as she has when she's been in the Senate, and I got to try to stop that.
Well, it is a righteous mission as far as I'm concerned. John, I'm curious to know your opinion. There's some reports out there now that Jason Miaras, our incumbent attorney general, who's going to be on this program Friday at 5:05, has some new commercials which seem to be targeting people who are looking to split their ticket, perhaps vote for Abigail Spamberger instead of Winsome Sears, but still saying you ought to be voting for Jason Miaras for AG. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, listen, I saw Jason and Winsome, all three of us together last night at Senator Ovenshain's big event that he has annually, and then we went over and we spoke to a group of students at JMU in Harrisonburg. So I think everything's good between us. You know, you want to reach out and get people to join you, and that's why I did Democrats for John Reed. Some people were mad at me about that, but I said, look, there are Democrats who recognize that their party has changed in some very bad ways, and I need to reach out to them and get them to, you know, look at me and hopefully conclude that I'm the kind of guy who's reasonable and responsible and vote for me. And I think Jason is probably doing the same thing. I'm sure Winsome would welcome people who would cross over and say, look at Winsome compared to this disaster that, you know, Abigail presented during her debate. So everybody's trying to, you know, find that coalition of votes that will get you to 50% plus one. And Jason is a solid AG. He didn't really need a lot of help, but Jay Jones sure demonstrated that he is not the guy for that job.
No question about that. John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. JohnReedForVirginia.com is his website, a great website, JohnReedForVirginia.com. One of the other questions coming in on the text line here, John, is this. I know John has asked for donations for, you know, advertising and spreading the message. 17 days out from the election, is that still necessary? Is it still something I should be looking at? What would be your answer to that person?
Oh, heck yeah. I spent about 2 hours this morning on the phone calling people who have been generous enough to donate, you know, a couple of months ago, saying, hey, I'm still tied. I've been outspent terribly. I mean, the Democrats want this seat. They want governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, and they're going to spend the money that it takes. And so, you know, today I've had a couple of people said, I'll send you $1,000. I had a couple of folks who sent me $250. I'm waiting on a call today from a very, very wealthy person who lives up in Northern Virginia who used to listen to us on WRVA, who has said that he's contemplating a big donation. You know, I still live in a world, Jeff, where if somebody gives me $1,000, I feel like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. I think a lot of these political people, you know, if you don't have $100,000, they think it's just chicken feed. I'm a little closer to the earth than that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, if he was listening to both of us or she was listening to both of us, shoot me his number or her number. I'll text him as well. Very small finder's fee, which for me would be the saving of my Commonwealth from the grips of people like Spamberger and Hashmi and Jones, who for some reason just seem hell-bent on destroying it. John, we're talking about all the money that the other side has. And just for a moment here, you break it down. You look where this money's coming from. Their money's coming from California and New York. Why?
Well, you know, those are the hotbeds of progressive activism, you know, leftist activism. Look at who's running for mayor in New York. And, you know, there's some people who are really angry at me when I say Ghazala Hashmi, who, unlike Mamdani in New York, you know, he's doing all the press he can, but he's the darling of the media, Mr. Socialism. These two are a lot alike. But she knows she doesn't have the personality or the ability to hold her own in front of the press or on a debate stage. So the strategy is that they're just going to flood the airwaves with TV ads, try to make her look like she cares about working people, even as she implements ideas and policies that will crush working people and make it so that they don't have job opportunities, and just hope that that's going to take care of things. And I also have to tell you, the Lieutenant Governors Association for the Democrat Party has given her well over $1 million. I think it's $1.5 million. And we will probably never know where that money came from, because they just say it came from the Democrat LG's association. So who knows? Who knows? I mean, this is it's really concerning that out-of-state people, and they are socialists and they are radicals and they hate everything about this state, they're trying to buy these top spots. And I'm in there scrapping as a native Virginian, just trying to hold on and you know, hope that common sense and hard work are gonna win. I hope.
John Reed joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, formerly the host of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Richmond's Morning News, great job. They're an amazing job on the campaign trail. I was very, very happy that I had the chance to run into you the other night in New Kent. What an enthusiastic group of people in New Kent. They do love John Reed.
They have been great to me the whole way through, even in the rough patches. They have been wonderful, and that's one reason why I think I told you, Jeff, we had been up since 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was a 2-hour drive to get to them. And I said, I got to make it to that event. I got to see you. I got to see my friends in New Kent. It was a great event. And, you know, there are people who are still committed to sound conservative fiscal policy and, you know, common sense social policy that, you know, doesn't stomp on other people's rights and their ability to live as they want to live, but respects what we know presents the best options for the society to move forward collectively. And I think the folks in New Kent have struck the right balance, and I'm really appreciative that they have been so supportive of me. And of course, I was glad to see you too. You gave a great speech that night.
Well, thank you. I was thrilled to see you. I'm looking forward. I don't know, some other time, probably in 2026, I'll get to see you again. That would be nice. But I'm hoping that it's at your inauguration. I'm very much looking forward to that, John. We've only got a couple of seconds left here, and it's certainly no mystery how I'm voting, what I think, and why I've been supporting you since day one, and will continue to support you right up until the last ballot is counted. For folks who maybe have still been on the bubble, or they're just saying, "Oh, well, really? Election day is a couple of weeks away. I should probably learn something." How do they learn more about you?
Well, the easiest place is to go to johnreedforvirginia.com, R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. But really, go on Facebook. If you're on Facebook or you're on Twitter, X, I'm trying to document all the hard work I'm putting in. And it's hard work, you know, getting up every day. I haven't taken a day off since I left WRVA. And you'll find out more about me, if you didn't used to listen to the morning show, about my personality, what I value, my credentials and my background. And I really hope that people with an open mind, even if you've never voted Republican, you'll say this is the type of person who will be reasonable, responsible, respectful, and fair at the state capitol, and you'll choose me as your candidate for lieutenant governor. I'd value that.
Well, we think the world of you. John, as always, thank you for being here. As always, tell your mom we said hi, because we love Judy Reed as well. And I will make sure everybody goes to visit johnreed4virginia.com. You're a good man. Stay at it. That is John Reed, my friend. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and he's the guy that I will be voting for quite happily. We think the world of John. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.